Okay, we're going to farm away from Lon.
Swash.
We haven't addressed the fact that the first 5 minutes of all these Friday My Lives are now going out to the public. Hello, yeah. Everyone.
So I guess then we need to address the fact that O.J. Simpson is dead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
One of the murderer goats.
Himself.
He's goated in so many different fields. Getting away with murder, college football, pro football, you know.
Yeah.
I'm good. A little tired, lot of shit, busy. How about you?
Yeah, shitting every day.
Mets are back.
Easy. Everything's good. Life's back.
We're potty on Sunday night, not Monday night. That's a thing that happened.
Yeah. I was like, at a work lunch the other day with a buddy.
Yeah.
One of my colleagues. And I was trying to, he's like not a sports guy. And I was trying to explain to him like how much happier I am and better my life is when the Mets season is, when it's the baseball season. Yeah. And he just he couldn't understand what I was talking about.
I know.
It's just remarkable.
It's, you're just either in or out. I don't know.
I don't know
how to describe it. I'm so in though.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
We got lots of questions, but they're all kind of scattered. I mean, lately I feel like we've been starting on Captain, and maybe that's a good jumping off point.
Why don't we start with the midweeks, I guess? Because we did see some team sheets. We saw some Fodinho flagging, some Kev vomiting.
Yeah.
I mean, how are we looking at all of this? And then today's games.
I mean, let's just, I think maybe we just go game by game really quickly or something like that would be the easiest way. So Madrid City, 3-3, insane game. And did you, any takeaways here aside from Foden getting hurt?
I think that's, you know, certainly the main one, but the Kevin not playing any
under
minutes.
The weather.
I mean, he's definitely starting Luton Knights. You know, where that would have been severely in doubt, if not guaranteed not starting, had he started midweek, right? So that's good for, you know, the dozens of us who own Kevin out there.
I mean, he's a
captain. Foden's a transfer out,
though,
right?
He's a captain candidate, I think, Kev.
Was last week, is this week. Nothing new there.
I know, but you were on Tony on the main pod. Now are you switched to Kev?
Dude. The debts.
This
is the ultimate debt repayment plan that me and Tony, Ivan Tony, have worked out between
us.
I would be tempted to cap here. Sure. But no, Tony said, mate, home chef you, I got you, dog. He's like, all these twos that I've been putting up, all these games where I've done nothing, it comes to an end at chef you.
Mark
when
my
they
words.
Visit. Yeah. He told me, I said, I believe you, Ivan. I believe in you.
I wonder if chef you, technically I know they have to go for the win, but obviously everyone knows there's no chance of them staying up. So does that even factor, or are they just done? You know, are they
they're starting Mason Holgate, so that on a level
two, are they selling out and going all out attack to try and win that game, or are they just we just lose again, you know, no problem.
Either way, you profit. Like, they either drop their heads and concede more, or they go for it and they concede more. So,
and they concede more. Yeah.
It's just win-win-win over here, everywhere, all over the place, any which way you look at it. So,
Yeah. I mean, Guardiola's fit. We didn't know that for sure. So, you know, that's bad for Rico Lewis punters, and, you know, he'll probably play again. But I don't expect Foden to play. What do you think about Haaland? And someone asked me, specifically me, Harley Boy said, Alon, how are you feeling about Haaland this week? I mean, I still expect him to start and just sub off early.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't even play against Real Madrid. He didn't do anything.
That's just classic
of him lately. You know, playing a good team, he just occupies a center back and gets some crosses that float out of bounds and he jumps for them.
Yeah, he had a couple, you know, long ball to him where he brought it down or won a free kick or something. But other than that, it was basically just, I don't know, nothing. So, maybe nothing, not that much to take away from here.
I mean, funny too, thinking about that, right? Where center back and goalkeeper are they don't really do, they just kind of run around. Like, if you're a true out and out number nine who doesn't involve, you don't do anything. Like that is the least fitness testing position on the field by a lot. So and I mean, he can start games.
Finishing keeps, you know, always pops up for every striker in the league, right? When they miss a big chance or something, because it's like, bro, that's the moment we need you. That is what you're paid for. You know,
that's why you're on the field.
It's why you're on the field, because we would get more production out of virtually anyone else.
Yeah.
You know,
and Glasner told us that if you score more, you know, you can't, you don't score, though. It's, you got that going. Bingo, bango. So